Gospel lesson this morning is from Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. If you're able, would you please stand for the Gospel reading? Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Would you bow your heads with me in prayer? Gracious and loving God, what a joy and privilege it is for us to gather here on this Christmas morning to worship you and to celebrate your love for us. We thank you, O Lord, for the words that have been written so long ago to reveal to us who you are as our God, and who we are as your people. As we read your words, and as we hear your message, may the Holy Spirit touch us, open our hearts and our minds, so that we can hear your voice for us today. We thank you for being here with us, ministering to each and every one of us with your presence, with your love, your peace and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Finally, we have arrived at Christmas. The long wait is over, and as we stand over a manger, small one here, seeing the helpless baby born as the Savior of the world, we can't help but wonder, why? Why in the world did God come to us, the Almighty God, who created the whole universe, who is so big, come to us, taking a lowly form of a human? Why was Jesus born in a stable among the animals in such of unsanitary conditions? Why was he not born in some palaces? How about in the palace of a Roman emperor? He was the power of the day. Here's a story, I think, kind of explains all of this. There was a time when all the angels gathered about the heavenly throne of God for a discussion. Things were in a mess down on the earth. I mean, what else is new? The Creator had become terribly concerned about the state of the creation. There were wars, fighting, famine, violence all over the place. God lamented, "I've tried everything. I have spoken to them some of the most beautiful words they could ever hope to hear. Think of the glorious psalms, the hymns, and the poetic passages of Isaiah. They love to hear about peace and goodwill, but they don't like to live it." God continued, "Then I sent prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel. They love Isaiah, the promises of release from their sufferings, freedom from their exile. But do they follow the precepts of the prophets about justice and righteousness rolling down like waters? Never." There was widespread discussion of the sad state of affairs on the earth. Many of the angels, Gabriel, Michael, and others, had been on earth on many an occasion. They had seen for themselves the sources of God's lament and shared God's concern. God said, "I think the only thing left is for one of you, a member of the heavenly court, to go down to earth, live with them, not just for a moment, not just for a visit, but every day. Get to know them. Let them get to know you. Become one of them. Live with them and show them. Only then will heaven be truly communicated to them. Only then will they take notice of the great gap between the way they have been living and the way they were created. Only then will we be able to reveal to them who I created them to be." The angels stood around in awkward silence. They had been to earth before to deliver messages from God, and they weren't about to volunteer for a long-term duty in such a murderous, difficult place. The silence lasted for what it seems like an eternity. Finally, God himself broke the silence, quietly, determinedly, but without any sense of resignation and no bitterness. God said, "Then I will go." In the incarnation, God became flesh and dwelt among us. That's what John tells us. God did not remain aloof, distant, or forever transcendent. Our God came among us as our brother, as Jesus of Nazareth. Christianity is the only religion where God takes the initiative and reaches down to the humans, stoops down to our level to have relationship with us. Rather than requiring us to work our way up, God reaches down, comes down to us, so that he can lift us up. God came down to get to know us, to become one of us, to live with us, and so that we can also get to know him. God came down so that we can understand God's will and plan for us. God came down so we can finally see the great gap between the way we have been living and the being we were created to be. God came down to reveal to us Himself, so that as we see God, we could see ourselves in the reflection of God. What a precious child that God has created us to be. So on this Christmas day, this is the good news. And this is why we celebrate that God came down to us to be with us, and that is the best gift. Here's an experience of any parent of young children, and I'm sure all of you who had the privilege of being with a child on Christmas morning probably have seen, like a toddler, two-year-old. You know, as a parent, you want to give them the best gift there is. So you get this nice gift. You wrap it up in a very pretty, childlike gift wrapping with the bow on top. And if you go a little further, you know, I like to tie little toy kind of thing, you know, like a little ornamental thing on the bow. So the Christmas morning came, and the family is gathered around the Christmas tree and they're opening gifts. So the parents give this two-year-old toddler the gift. The two-year-old takes the gift, doesn't quite know what to do with it, right? And so it's kind of like, you know, looking at it and doesn't know what to do with it. So mom and dad helps with opening it, you know, so they kind of, you know, undo the bow, put it aside, and they tear the gift wrapping to reveal what's inside. So they open it up, and both mommy and daddy, they go, yay! and presents the gift to this two-year-old. And this two-year-old just looks at them, and then all of a sudden takes this bow and the gift wrapping paper that was put aside and takes them, and then he starts playing with it. Like, you know, he crumps it up, he loves the sound, so he giggles, and then he takes another piece of paper, he grabs it and crumples it, and he loves that sound. He's looking at this bow with bright colors and little trinket that came with it, and he's like tasting it, right? Anything has to be tasted. And so forget the gift. It's on the side, and for hours, this toddler is having the time of his life with the wrapping papers and the bow that came with it. You know, it's not just the toddler who gets so animated with the wrappings, but how often do we also get so animated with the wrappings, forgetting the real gift that was given to us? We are so distracted. We keep ourselves so busy with all the wrapping things. The Christmas trees have to be just perfect. The manger scene has to be set up just so right. The house has to be decorated just so beautifully, so that when people come, you know, you want people to say, oh, wow. You know, we are so consumed with getting gifts for other people. And then we forget what this season is all about. to the point where now people have to make slogans about Jesus is the reason for the season, you know, just to remind us, don't get so busy with the wrapping papers, but focus on what the real gift is. In what ways can we receive the best gift from God and not be distracted by all the wrappings? What would it mean for you to celebrate this best gift that God has given us? Sure, it's nice to have Christmas trees. It's nice to have that family gathering and celebrate together. It is very nice to give and receive gifts. But in what ways can we not put the real gift aside, but really receive the real gift with joy and grateful heart? On this Christmas day, as we continue our celebration, may we all receive Jesus, the best gift from God, to believe in his name so that we are given the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Amen.